At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Get up, get up, get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Well, hey, this is it. It's the Simon Says Podcast. We're the Get Up Show, Sean and Charlie and Maddie. Podcast number 90.
90.
About us.
We would love it if you would subscribe and like and do all those things if you feel like you want to. And if you ever want to call us, 336-373-0987 is the number. No calls this week. Next week, we'll have calls.
I'm back on board.
Are you?
Or I'm not back on board. I am on board.
What happened?
I had a lot more fun the last time.
When we ran the phone calls?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So somebody call and tell Maddie you're happy that he wants you to call. This will be great.
Neat.
I fell down the rabbit hole on this website. I was looking up the song Bobby Hebb's Sunny from 1966. You guys know the song?
Yeah.
No.
You do.
You played it and I was like,
Really? You didn't really know it?
It sort of sounds familiar, but it's not a song that ever meant anything to me.
I love that. Always love that song.
I'm trying to think because I don't know if it's his version that I know specifically. Or
probably. But that thing, there's this website that I found. Here's the rabbit hole. I was into that song. My daughter and I were checking it out. We both love it. And then I found this website called whosampled.com.
Oh, neat.
And I found 149 covers of that song.
Really?
So it's not just samples like I'd say James Brown is used in every hip-hop song ever. This is all covers as well.
As well,
so if someone has done a cover of a song, got it.
Speaking of which, James Brown did a cover of Sonny.
Did he really?
Yes. Pretty much, if you can think of it.
That's
somebody.
A lot of covers of a song that really means nothing to me.
Did Sly and the Family Stone? Because that was who I thought it was.
No.
That's the one it didn't.
All right, Charlie, give me a song that means something to you. Because this is fascinating. I looked up Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Over 100 covers of that.
Including, what's her face?
Phyllis Diller.
No.
Yes.
But yes, but no. Who did the one in the...
Britney Spears did one.
No.
Yes.
Stop arguing with me.
Oh, in...
Family Ties.
Yeah.
What's her face?
Mallory.
Justine Bateman.
Yeah.
I started watching Ozark. We can go back to that later.
Oh, you did?
Finally, yeah.
Okay. Charlie, give me a song that means something to you.
Let's see. Go with Borderline by Madonna.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see if we got any of that. Borderline Madonna. By the way, Madonna is said that it's very taxing to write her own autobiographical movie.
And that she's reminding herself of things that she forgot she did.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Madonna Borderline might eventually load on this computer. This is great. This is really exciting.
It's very exciting for our listeners.
Here we go.
Gives me time to think of a song that means something to me that would actually maybe someone might have covered. Because that's the hard part.
Okay. It won't give me any Madonna.
Seriously? There's at least one cover out
26.
There. 26. Okay.
Borderline by Madonna has been covered 26 times. Jody Watley, The Flamin' Lips. Just to name a couple.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that neat?
I actually want to hear the Flaming Lips version at some point.
You know, the thing is, I would love to want to play these for you, but
we can't do that.
We're legally bound to not play music.
It's not how any of this works.
I don't even think I could sing it poorly and get away with it. All right, you give me one, Maddie. So we've got 26 Borderline Madonna.
All right.
Isn't this fascinating?
Gosh, it's thrilling.
Try Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana. Just out of curiosity. I'm sure someone's done a fun version of it. You know, that's one of those things. There's a band that I really like. It's a punk band called Me First and the Gimme Gimmies, and all they do is covers.
Yeah.
Their version of Jolene is fantastic. They also did, I think it's Kenny Rogers, She Believes in Me.
Yes.
It's one of my favorite songs ever. Not his, theirs.
Huh.
It's real fast, and like, they also do show tunes, which are really neat. Like, Believe, like so done in like a punk style. I started playing those every once in a while when I DJ events. I'd play something random off that, and people would be like, "Oh,
holy crap!" There's over 100 covers of "Smells Like Teen Spirit."
Anybody that would stand out right off the top?
Patti Smith, okay. Tori Amos,
ooh,
Fatboy Slim.
Fatboy Slim,
yeah.
Isn't that great? I've heard Tori Amos's, and it's like a slow,
all haunting.
Well, that's two people I haven't heard of in a while.
Isn't that neat?
She was everywhere for a while.
Speaking of Nirvana. The little naked baby decided, now that he's grown up, that that was not cool. And when they put the anniversary edition out, he's asking for them to change the cover and to not have his little itty bitty peen out there.
You know, I go two ways on that one, because part of me thinks, you know, give it a break. I think part of me thinks he's run out of money and he's jumping on a certain climate right now.
I don't think he ever made any money off of it. His parents were paid $150 to do it.
So I was just listening
to someone. I think that he has milked that as far as he can go, because I'm sure the man has gotten free drinks. You know, hey, man, you want to hang out? This is really cool. This is a baby from the Nirvana album. You know, whatever.
I'm the naked baby.
He has skated by in his life with that. And now all of a sudden he's not getting any attention anymore. And he's trying another avenue.
Someone was saying that he used to do appearances, like he would show up to places, like you could pay to have their Nirvana baby show up.
But yeah. Did he prove it?
Well, I'd like to think that things have changed since then. Like,
hey. Let's hope so.
But
we don't think you're really the naked baby. Let's see it.
But at the same time, I don't think I would put, like, I know I wouldn't have a license, or I wouldn't allow a naked picture of my kid on
Well,
something.
You have different values than his do. But the thing is, though, it's like, don't tell anybody. You're the one who's walked around your whole life telling people.
That's true.
Yeah, that you're the Nirvana baby.
No,
he could walk in here right now and be like, hey, dude, what? I wouldn't know what he looked like. I don't even know his name. Yeah.
Charlie's going to have to see it.
No, I don't want to.
It proved to me.
No, I'm just saying, don't tell people and no one will know.
No, I agree with that. And, you know, that's the thing is, like, even if it's probably the case, like, they never thought it would go anywhere. And of course, they didn't realize it would become one of the most quintessential albums of our lifetime.
Right.
But, you know, at the same time, if he never said anything, no one was walking around going, Jim Smith, aren't you that naked baby?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You know what?
You look familiar.
You just said it was one of the most influential albums of our lifetime. And I know that people say that. But is this an unpopular opinion? I don't love grunge.
No, you're fine. That doesn't surprise me.
I don't love Nirvana.
Yeah.
I do like some other bands of that period, but I'm not big on Nirvana, and I can only sort of deal with Pearl Jam. Stone Temple Pilots is actually my favorite band out of that time period, and they're not even from Seattle. So,
yeah, they were great. I loved Smells Like Teen Spirit when it came out. Everything else, I was like, it kind of sounds like that, but it's not as good.
Oh, see, I really dug them.
Well, I know. You're that guy.
He was
age,
too.
That was a style of music that opened the door to a lot different stuff than what I'd been exposed to, and therefore, like, got me listening to a lot of different music.
Did it? I mean, what did it bring you to? What did grunge, what's the next step from grunge? And because I don't know.
For me, it was more into punk, into the influences of those bands. So, like, I would say that I started to listen to, trying to think of like specific bands, but none of them would mean anything.
I tell you, are these guys going to be around? You look at who's on tour and you think about the biggest bands ever. Like, I was thinking about Fleetwood Mac in that way. They're all 70s and 80s. Rolling Stones, they're all right on 80. And these are the big bands that are out there that are left. What's going to be next? Is Harry Styles going to be doing this when he's 80 years old in a stadium? So.
What's the demo of some of those shows?
Like, everybody.
Is it still like
people are taking their kids?
Grandkids.
It's the people who grew up on it.
Want to go?
Yeah, but I mean,
like, I don't know. I mean, Like I saw the Stones and it was okay.
How dare you?
I'm just saying.
Like for me, Fleetwood Mac, I didn't grow up loving Fleetwood Mac, but as I got older, I appreciate them more and I really wanted to go see them in concert. It's, you know.
Which I can see that. But I'm just saying, like, I think that part of the reason why these bands are so big is that their audience now is of an age that has all this money and can do these things and take their kids to these things. But
well,
you know,
when
and
Harry
I get that
Styles' audience is of an age and has all this money, are they still going to want to go see
I
them?
Don't think that's a good example because I don't know.
Okay, we'll pick one because there's not anything like
I
that.
I think the Foo Fighters will still be playing shows well in. I think Pearl Jam will still be playing shows. Like these are okay. Bands
Pearl
that,
Jam doesn't play shows now.
Who?
Pearl Jam.
Yeah, they do.
Hardly ever.
Well, it's
they
like
play when they want.
There was no in between. It's like all the 70s rock gods are still doing it. And then like
some whether you want them to or
yeah.
not.
Yeah. And then like poor Loverboy, they're going and doing 100 shows a year in at fairs and stuff.
But people are still going to see them.
I get that. But there's no in between. It's all the 70s bands and then a vast expanse of
Well, Loverboy's fans are poor.
No. I don't know. You know, that is interesting. I think there's a draw for certain bands, and like, yeah, some will get an arena still. But yeah, there is a lot. I mean, that was like seeing that dude from Smash Mouth at a very poorly attended beer festival just completely falling apart.
He retired.
Or the fact that even the kid from Puddle of Mud that they still tour, and he's fallen off the rails like 8,000 times over.
Gosh,
okay, back to Smash Mouth, because he did threaten somebody's life from stage at a show the other
happens.
Day. It shouldn't.
No.
He threatened not just to kill him, but to kill his whole family, and he said, I am serious.
Yeah.
So then the day later, he retires from music. And Smash Mouth is now looking for a new lead singer right now.
And he's blaming all of these outbursts on some health problems.
Hey, it could happen.
I mean, that's drinking is a health problem.
He had gas.
Allegedly.
He was grumpy. He didn't get his nap and he had gas.
But, you know, think of it this way.
He ate too much broccoli.
And, you know, I always think about this. When you see a band who was playing arenas, like, think about this. Think about the fact that what's his balding? Bret Michaels.
Yeah.
That Poison would play arenas and were the biggest rock band out there. And then we had a show where 5 people showed up at Green Street.
He bought everybody beer, everybody in the crowd.
In his defense, that was him by himself, not the whole band.
But I'm
band.
Just saying, I mean, there's plenty of times where bands go from being arena rock gods to then, you know, that's got to be a tough pill to swallow.
That was in Spinal Tap. But, You wanted to come back to something. Oh, Ozark. You're watching Ozark now?
Yeah, I'm on episode 3.
Oh, so you're just starting.
No. I am. But it's funny because it's like the way you guys have talked about it in characters. So it's funny. So like episode 2 is when they introduce, what's her name? Rose?
Yeah.
Ruth.
Ruth. And I was like, what's this girl going to be about? You know, like, because everyone talks about how great that character is.
She's awesome.
But,
love her.
Yeah,
just
I mean, right
wait,
out of the,
she grows.
Yeah.
And I could see where they would go with it, but again,
no.
I forgot. Like, I had to rewatch. I started over with episode 1, and I forgot how, like, jarring it just yeah. like, all right, here we go.
Yes.
And then, you know, it going from there, and it's a great guy. It is a great concept. I think it's one of those shows where when you hear that something is kind of a dark show, like, you got to be ready for it. It's all right, here we go.
And it
I'm gonna
never
do it.
Stops.
I'm going to do it.
Now you're on episode 3. It never stops. And, you're going to love it.
Which is funny because Jason Bateman is such, he strikes me as such like a nerd, not nerdy guy, but he's got that kind of persona of just kind of a wishy-washy, but like
regular guy.
Yeah.
And it's weird to see him in that a role of, you know, he's the top money launderer of the cartel or whatever.
But that's what makes him. What makes it interesting is because he does seem like this regular guy, and regular dude has to figure out how to do these things and keep from getting killed.
It's crazy.
Which is arrested and everything else.
Which is part of why I really liked Breaking Bad is that, you know, the Walter White character was just a teacher, and yet he then gets thrown in with the meth, you know, dealers and skinheads and, you know, cartel. And
that one I've never seen. I've got my bar set so high with Ozark.
I think you'd like Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad is like is crazy.
I just don't know if I want to invest. Right now, I'm waiting for the next season of Ozark, which won't be until 2022. And that's enough for me. I can hang out.
You know, with shows like that that have so much hype, I have a hard time because I want to love it from the very minute I turn it on. And we all know that the first like two episodes is the setup. Yeah. So it's not that great from the minute you turn it on. But if it doesn't pull me in right away, I'm like, why does everybody love this? This sucks.
You know what's funny is I tried because I'm in a kind of a show hole, and that's why I kind of hit Ozark. I'm like, well, now's the time because I'm not watching anything. I went back and rewatched something, and but I tried watching the new show La Brea.
Yeah.
And it's a regular TV show. I call it regular TV. Whatever.
It's on network television.
I don't know if it's CBS or NBC, but either way. So the whole idea is like the La Brea, like a giant sinkhole opens up where the La Brea Tar Pits is, and everyone disappears. But it turns out that they've time traveled back to La Brea of old, like 10,000 years ago.
Yes.
Not dinosaurs, but like saber-toothed tigers.
It's like a giant sloth, isn't there?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that sounds neat.
But I can't. It when you talk about it, like, all right, here's the setup, but the character setups were awful. Like, it's just like,
Would you guys take a vaccine for poison ivy?
I've never had it, or not. I'm not. I don't have a problem with it.
Famous last words. Yeah, a lot of people say that. Yeah,
I'm with Maddie, like in the sense that I've never gotten deep into it and had a horrible case of it or anything. But if I were, especially if I were a person who was highly allergic, I would.
There's something similar. Like if there was something else that I had a problem, I'm trying to think. Mosquito bites
or poison oak. What about poison sumac? We have all the poisons covered. Aren't you happy now?
Yay. No,
hooray.
You need to get your, it's not out just yet, but they're working on a poison ivy vaccine that you'll get once every year or two, and then you can just roll in it and rub it all over you and smoke it and have no issues whatsoever.
Oh, boy. Oh, it's God, what I've been waiting for my entire life.
There was a guy we know who was cleaning off a lot, and he had a fire going while he was cleaning to throw the brush into. And he threw a big pile of poison oak, poison ivy, whatever, into the fire. And then as a result, got poison ivy inside and outside from breathing the smoke.
I remember. I was just going to say, I remember that.
Isn't that crazy?
Was that the person who used to work for the country station?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that happened. I knew he got poison ivy really bad. I didn't know he breathed it in.
Yes. He was breathing poison ivy smoke.
Oh, my gosh.
But just think, if he'd have had his vaccine, you know, if we could time travel
and breathe it all day long.
That's right.
Oh man, I am out there in the woods hiking, grabbing everything to wipe now.
When's the last time you went in the woods? I just saw another thing about
2 weeks ago.
Forest bathing, that is so good for you.
Maddie's our camper.
But I don't mean like going out and washing your hair outside, which I do fully endorse. If you've never washed your hair in the rain, you've got to do it. I've said it a million times. You can't believe the lather. You can hardly reach your hands on top of all the lather you get when you wash your hair in the rain.
You're a weird dude.
You make
like Marge Simpson hair?
It's like that. It's like that foam, that bath foam we used to make little guys out of and play with.
Mr. Bubble.
No, not Mr. Bubble. It was that foamy stuff where you could turn it into something. I was poor and never had it, but I knew it existed. I saw it on the commercial.
Spray foam?
Those fancy
insulation?
Kids.
Insulation?
It's like that. Yeah. But no, they say if you go out and spend time in a green space, it's so good for you. Mm-hmm. It's so good for your brain. How often are people really doing it? Because we've got, this town has more green space than any town of its size in America.
It's cool, man. There's a lot of good like national parks and hiking trails and all sorts of stuff to do. In Greensboro alone, there's plenty of stuff. You can go walk around.
Yeah, I like just watching it. I like to look at the webcams.
I don't know if that's the same thing.
It's experiencing it.
And is it webcams of nature or the other webcams?
Nature.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Every time I walk out into the green space of my backyard, I just see the weeds I need to pull and the grass that needs to be mowed.
Oh, wow. We've got an issue with that. I just saw it on our neighborhood website. There's this house that's been vacant for a while, and it was for sale, and it was like $650,000. And I thought, why in the world is that house so much? And then I looked it up, and come to find out, we could all live there because it's got three kitchens. It has separate, you know, bathrooms, living quarters for these three quadrants.
Oh, so it has like basically three apartments in it?
Bigger than that. And one of them looks like a resort. And I was like, OMG, this is huge. This is great. And then they took the for sale sign down and the weeds have grown up past the windows. And one of the people in the neighborhood said, this is a perfect place for somebody to sneak in there and live among the weeds. Even though this is a nice neighborhood, it could happen because no one's taking care of that grass.
That happened over in my neighborhood.
Somebody moved into the weeds?
Over off of like Irving Park and like Latham Park area. Somebody, there was a real big house that someone was squatting in. And then someone finally bought it. But it was a real big, like, I think it even made the news, which was funny.
Oh, they were squatting in the house.
They were squatting in the house, not just in the weeds.
Oh, you're talking about in the weeds.
Yeah, that's what the lady was saying. Somebody could move in there and hide out
and
in the weeds.
Live in the weeds.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were in the house.
The squatting thing is real. This buddy of mine I used to work with bought a house in Arizona, which was kind of an investment. And then he, you know, moved out there to take a radio job. And when the radio job went away, he decided he's going to sell the house and move back to Maryland and do his thing there. Well, at some point, this guy got in there and changed the locks, and there was nothing he could do about it. He had to let the house go because there's some kind of squatter protection or something out there.
I don't understand. I think that those are like really old laws that are somehow still on the books that shouldn't be, because it used to be a thing back in the day about, you know, claiming land and what have you, but
sure.
How is it okay for just some random person to move into your house and then it's theirs?
Isn't that crazy?
And if that is real, where's the biggest mansion in this area? Because I am moving.
You got to get in there when nobody's home.
I can get in there.
And you got to be ready to change all the locks before they get home. There's a lot to it.
I'll figure.
Is that the key? You have to get it.
Yeah.
But you have to change the lock.
Well, I'll just figure out when they're on vacation, which is what usually happens, and then I'll get in there and change out the lock.
The master thief is working out her process.
Oh, that's right.
I know.
Criminal mastermind.
Why you're doubting me.
There's a guy, when you say that about the overgrown lawn, once again proving that there's a channel for everything on YouTube, there's a guy, and then it led me to the rabbit hole, there's more than one, but this one guy, he goes around and he just finds these abandoned properties with overgrown lawns, and he mows them and does everything to it, like mows, edges, trims, everything for free. And all the money he makes is off of the YouTube channel.
You know somebody's pissed off at that. Like, hey, I didn't ask you to cut that grass. You didn't have any right to come in here and cut that knee-high weed patch.
And that's the thing. But I hope that also it's like for every one of them, there's, you know, like all the neighbors are like, thank you for finally.
Look, nobody asked you to do that. I'm calling the police right now.
According to your neighborhood, they're probably like, oh, God, he's going to run over all the people living in the grass.
That was my first thought, was why didn't somebody just go in there and whack it all down? If you're that worried about it,
yeah,
just
exactly.
Do it.
If you're going to talk about it, go do something.
Well, that goes
about
back
it.
To the conversation. It's like, you know, I think we were talking about that. There was somebody in my neighborhood whose lawn was getting pretty high, and I thought they might have been an older person. And you know, I was like, well, why don't you go up there and mow it? I'm like, I don't know how I feel.
Yeah, I got told not to do that. There was one in my neighborhood, and one of the guys said it was the epitome of asshattery. If I were to go and cut that person's grass without them asking and without me telling them.
Really?
Well, no, you can't just go and start mowing. I mean, you've got to at least knock on the door and say, hello, old lady that lives here by yourself. Can I mow your grass?
Nah, that'd kill all the fun of it. Clandestine lawn mowing.
You don't mow grass. What
I like
are you talking
look in their
about?
Face. It's like, what?
Yeah, I haven't mowed a lawn in a long, long time. I used to love doing that on a riding mower.
Mm-hmm.
Around and around and around.
You would love our yard. It's humongous.
Oh, no. I don't love it that much.
It takes about an hour and a half to mow our lawn.
So speaking of the big house where we all could live together, that's a new thing that the young folks are doing. They're going in groups and buying a house. What would that be like? When I was little, I used to think that would be so cool to have like a castle. Like Def Leppard used to live in this giant estate, this huge mansion. And it was so big that they all lived there and they never ran into each other.
See, this is why you rent apartments with roommates. You don't go permanent buying houses.
It'd be fun, wouldn't it?
At some point you're inviting. It's like that whole idea. It's like mixing business with pleasure. It's like, what if this friendship falls apart and then we got to try to break up a house?
Yeah, there's so much more legally that you have to do that's... I mean, you might get in there. You never know somebody truly until you live with them.
That's
we all
true.
Know that. And you get in there and then you're like, oh my gosh, this guy is a complete asshat. And you just don't ever, you want them out, but you've bought this house together and he doesn't have to relinquish his portion.
This is like people who buy beach houses with other families and then they end up hating each other like poison, even though they're never there at the same time. It's like, who put water in the soap?
Yeah. I'm sorry. With other families or with their own family? Is this crossing over into?
No. We got a great thing going with our little house. Nah, we're super great.
Who put water in the soap?
And we even go at the same time. No, that was really an issue that I overheard.
Really?
Yeah, that
water thinned it out.
Water had been added to the pump soap at the sink, and it was an outrage.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta let some things go. But I just think buying a house together. Now, when you're older, if like say my relationship didn't work out, my friend Wendy and I have a deal that we may buy a house together and, you know, just live there like Grace and Frankie or something. But when you're young, you don't know what's going to happen.
Is she hot?
She's beautiful. You're not invited.
You're not part of this pact.
Damn it. I don't get to do nothing.
But when you're young, you don't know what your life's going to bring. You don't, you know, you've bought this house with people and then all of a sudden you meet the love of your life and you're going to get married. Well, then what happens?
Well, you know
there's all these.
That's a good point because imagine, you know, think about the times like I lived with a buddy of mine forever and we were tight, but I did not get along with his girlfriends.
Right.
And so imagine if we owned the house together and then his girlfriend's there and she's talking about the cheetahs again.
I'm just imagining the three of us owning a big place together.
It's got to be really big.
Ooh.
It would have to be the one with the three separate kitchens.
That's what I was just thinking. It's perfect for this kind of setup.
No. Only two kitchens. You guys are cooking.
Yeah.
You don't want me cooking.
I think you got to be in charge of your own meals. I don't think I need to step up and cook for you.
But why can't we share sometimes?
Yeah. Well, we have those family meals. And then we'll take turns. So every third.
I'm moving out.
Oh, wait, already?
This isn't working out like I thought.
I haven't even unpacked yet.
I want to have my way all the time. I'm not interested in what you want.
I'm not dusting all your collectibles.
Oh, you don't dust them. You can't, you can't dust them.
That's part of the aging process.
Some of them have paper labels that could be destroyed. And some of them are so delicate that the
all
mere
right, I'm
act.
Moving out.
You can't dust that stuff.
Okay.
You just keep it. I keep it in a dust-free environment. There ain't nothing making any dust in there.
Really?
Yeah. I don't have dust.
Uh-huh.
No.
Dust is scared to go in his house.
That's right.
I don't believe you.
What is exhausting you right now? Are you exhausted? Are you finding yourself exhausted? Emotionally charged TV shows. You don't even know that they're doing it to you.
Sometimes. Looks like my wife won't let us watch. We still haven't watched the last two episodes of the Handmaid's Tale.
You haven't watched those yet?
No, but she's got to be in the right mood because she gets all fired up right before bed.
Oh,
and it's
you've
like,
got to though.
Really?
I know.
See, I've not seen any of these damn shows. Like that and the Squid Game that I'm scared to watch.
I don't know if you'd like Handmaid's either. It's real.
It's pretty intense, but it is good.
Yeah.
Waiting too long between meals, that makes you exhausted.
It just makes me hangry.
Makes me hangry.
Yeah.
I'm on that fasting thing, my intermittent fasting, and I like it. You know?
I don't know how you can physically do that because when I go, like I remember back when I was, I'm going to lose weight. I'm just not going to eat lunch.
Yeah.
And I would get like physically ill, nauseous, headache.
Drink a cold water.
Can't see straight. Oh, I did
that. I don't have
my
water.
Oh, there he goes.
I'm starving.
Water's supposed to make up for it. No. You've heard that thing that says, you think you're hungry, but you're really just thirsty.
Yes.
No. I'm not thirsty anymore because I drank some water, but I'm still hungry.
I don't eat all day, and I eat at the same time in the afternoon, and that's my routine. Me and Jennifer Aniston do it the same way. We can eat one M&M. No big deal.
Yeah,
or some toast with salt like Victoria Beckham.
Working at a messy desk. It's making you exhausted.
Actually, fine.
Your desk is clean.
I'm good.
Your desk is clean.
Mm-hmm. Yours is the messiest of all
my
three
desk,
of us.
I have no idea what's on that thing.
You really do have a nice stack of papers going.
I might need that. There might be something in there that we need a callback on. Hey, who was that guy who lost all that weight and then stole that car? Oh, I've got it. It's in my stack.
Sure.
Making plans too far in advance.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I can't do that.
And it's hard because like I found like with the camping thing, like you have to reserve sites like months in advance. It's like, I don't know. I want to be able to pick up and go, man.
Well, that and also just like, you know, the weather. When the weather backs like doesn't cooperate, you're like, well, no, I don't want to go.
Oh, yeah.
Having too many tabs open on your computer at the same time.
Nah.
That'll drive you crazy. It pushes your brain into overdrive.
Yeah, I don't usually do that.
Well, one of our bosses does that, and I don't think he's ever closed them.
He just keeps adding new ones.
As long as I've known him, he's been opening tabs. If we think of something, he doesn't do like normal people and just, you know, whatever he's on, go from that page to Google. No, he opens a tab and goes to Google. And then if he thinks of something else, opens another tab and goes to Google there.
I want to see that search bar.
Oh, it's crazy. The tiny little...
You can't even tell what they are.
No, you can't. This is one. Taking phone calls right away.
You mean like when they come, right when they ring? There's very few people that I'll answer on that. That's like you guys and maybe family.
I don't answer.
You answer.
Do I?
There are certain people that... I have to be in the right mindset to answer their phone call because they're really talkative. And it's like, I don't have 45 minutes for this. And so you just don't, like, you can't have a quick phone call with that person. So those, don't always answer.
Isn't that sad? Because I feel like knowing that and seeing the caller ID pop up and knowing that's 40 minutes, I might never talk to that person again just because I can't handle it.
I don't do that. I try to make a time. And be like, you know what? Okay, I've got time. I can check in. Let's see what's up. But I have to have a large window.
To watch out of.
This is a good one. If you slouch, your body has to use more energy.
Oh, please tell our teenage son that.
And that leads to fatigue, making you exhausted just from not having good posture. My kid realized she used to be like, you know, what's his name? Schleprock. All hunched over, walking around. And I'd tell her, hey, you know what? It's going to stick that way. You keep walking around all hunched over like that, slouching, it's going to stick that way. Then she got into theater class and realized that if she stood up straight, she could project more. And she watched the other kids slouching. Boom, gone. She stands up straight all the time now.
Oh, I wish something like that would come along.
Now she's real loud.
Real loud. She's a loud singer.
So much louder than the little slouchies.
She's like, you know, Broadway voice.
Good.
I told you guys she's doing the Christmas Carol at the High Point Theater with all of its many, many, many nighttime rehearsals every day.
Every single night.
Oh, dude, my kid is starting to make plans later into the evenings, and it's like, duh, just because you're tired doesn't mean. I'm like, yeah, but I still have to drive you.
Right, you still have to be in charge and not drink daddy's special whiskey.
Somehow you have to get home.
That's the worst. Daddy has to be sober and responsible.
Taking shallow breaths will make you exhausted.
Well, yeah, that's you need hyperventilate.
But you don't even think about that stuff. Not dimming your lights at night. If you got bright lights on, you're exhausted. I'm exhausted from learning what's making me exhausted.
This list is terrifying.
Oh, why do we put mayonnaise in coffee?
We don't. It's disgusting.
Well, where'd that come from? I came in late on that.
It came from Hellman's. They put up a tweet that said you should try it, but I really, really think they were joking. Everyone is trying it.
I don't think they're joking. I just think that someone came up with a good idea. Like, how do we get people to talk about us? And there you go. I mean, it's great.
No, but I mean, I think it's a gimmick. I don't think that anyone thinks it tastes good.
Well, was it because of the taste? Were they saying that this was something that made your coffee taste better? I drink my coffee black, so it'd take a long way for me to put mayonnaise in my coffee.
Well, I have this friend who does a show in another city, and she and her co-host always taste the latest food trend and whatever, so they tried it. And they had hot coffee, which you think would melt down the mayonnaise. Oh, no.
Ooh, it sits in there?
It gets chunky.
Oh, man.
They're like, yeah, no, kind of taste the eggs.
So you're running into it as you drink it.
They're like, yeah.
I guess you'd need one of those frother, like the frother things, like a little wand to like really blend it.
An immersion blender?
I guess.
Only you two even know what that is.
Oh, that's a great idea.
No, I'm talking about the one, the little foam whisk.
Oh, okay.
You know, the little circle thing that you go.
It's not the right one if it doesn't make that sound. No. What does it do again? No, yours is broken. That's different.
But, yeah, I saw
just
that.
Just broke it.
I mean, I'm still trying to get a hold of the idea of putting mayonnaise on my chicken. But, I mean, that I've read is good. No, mayonnaise on the chicken is supposed to be okay because the oils actually is good.
Oh, you mean that recipe to cook it?
Well, like Dale Jr. kept telling me to put mayonnaise
on
my chicken.
Yeah, I tried that. That didn't work out well. I thought you just meant like putting mayonnaise on a chicken sandwich. And I was like, no, that's the perfect combination.
He's running around out by the coop putting mayonnaise on the chickens.
No, on the chicken.
Beer. That's, they don't like it because their wings are really oily.
That one likes Dukes better.
then there's the weird one with a limp that likes Miracle Whip. Stupid spread.
No, salad dressing.
But you know, I think that's funny though. And nowadays, you think about that's how you get traction and that's how you go viral.
I know, it was brilliant on Hellman's part.
Oh yeah, so everyone's talking about it. So that's what we're missing out.
Gotta go buy a jar of Hellman's to try it out.
Like, what would we possibly say that would make us go viral? And then, do we want that?
Why wouldn't you want it?
Do we want that attention?
Why not?
I don't know if I want that much. I like being kind of where we are, in that we're I feel very happy and comfortable. We got a lot of people, great people that listen to us, but I don't know if I want the whole world to be like,
I do.
Oh, they'll forget about you. That stuff comes and goes. Look at how'd your kids, how'd your wife?
Who?
See? See? He was the biggest thing going, and now... Where's he? What's he doing?
Well, then we need to get working on the
golden
tweet.
Voice guy, the golden voice homeless guy
Ron? What is his name? I think it was Ken.
I don't think it was either, but...
But he, you know, the one that was like talking to people on the side of the road.
What was the name of the golden voice homeless guy who drank all the vodka?
Ted.
Was it Ted?
And did the macaroni and cheese commercial.
Is it Ted Williams?
Ted Williams, look at you!
I don't know why.
Wow, how about him?
Because it's not the baseball guy. He's not the frozen head.
Not the frozen head yet.
Oh, poor Ted.
Yeah, but, man.
I don't know. It's like, I just feel like people like walk into that and then suddenly they're judging everything you do.
They do that anyway. You have no idea how judgy people are. Right? You know, when we're doing the radio show, there's like 1.5 million people in and out listening. And everything we say and do, they're judging us. Some of us think it's okay. A lot of them just like can't stand that crap.
You've never had your traffic reports critiqued like I have.
Not to the extent you have. Although Dale has told me things that I've done before too. Shout out to
Dale. Dale.
I've been told the wrong way that I pronounce words.
Yeah.
That I say vehicle wrong. Uh-huh. That I called a road a certain thing that actually is a thing, but a trucker told me it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Get on it because it sounds like you are really screwing up.
But you know what? Maddie's right in a way, because when there's more people who have access to it, more people are going to be vocal about disliking it.
Oh, yeah.
That was in D.C. I got the nastiest emails from people. God knows.
Emails? I got those phone calls.
Oh, I got that too.
Oh, I got some good ones.
Yeah. Yeah. I got told to die and to never speak again.
Meet you outside.
I was told that I said my name too much on the radio. Like,
interesting.
You know, every time we open the mic, we'll be like, you know, radio station, blah, blah, blah. This is Charlie, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
I said my name too much.
Did they say anything about the blah, blah, blahs?
No, they love the blah, blah, blahs.
Huh.
Well, that goes back to the idea of that, you know, for every person that likes you, the people who like you don't tell you that.
Yeah.
It's the people that hate you that tell you that.
Yeah.
And so you got to remember, like, for every, you know, one hater, there's five that probably appreciate you.
And sometimes they just hate you to see if they'll get a reaction out of you. And then when they do, they're like, oh, wait, I really like you.
Oh, it really worked with me. Back in the day, I was tough guy radio guy. I was like, I'll take you right now.
Come on down here.
Yeah. Okay. What's your address?
I'll fight a turkey.
I will fight a turkey. Don't, if that turkey calls up right now, I'll put mayonnaise on it and fight it.
I learned the word cloying from a hate email. Somebody wrote in to go into great detail about all the things that they hated about me.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the lines was, I find you cloying, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I was like, wow, cloying. Okay. I don't know that word. So I looked it up. It means like basically overly sweet, sickeningly sweet.
Oh.
And you agree with that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you find me cloying?
I would find you cloying.
So I walked away from that email with, hey, I've learned a new word.
Hey, and this person thinks I'm really sweet.
Yeah. Look,
I'd rather be that.
Be all the way something. Oh, no, they hated it. It's not, they didn't mean sweet in a good way.
No, they meant you were like a butt kisser.
Corny. Yeah, corny butt kisser. Hey, I've built my career on corny butt kissing.
Yeah, I really couldn't find my media. I was too dumb and people didn't like what I said, or I wasn't dumb enough, I guess. I don't know.
You went over the line sometimes. I used to listen to him on the radio.
How dare you?
You did.
I did. Oh, I did.
He was finding his place. He was young. He was young Maddie.
As my boss told me, you sound like a little kid who learned a curse word for the first time.
Yeah.
I went a little bit too hard in the paint on the I'm an edgy alternative DJ. I'm going to say shocking things. Needless to say.
He killed the station and it doesn't exist anymore.
I did not kill the station.
It doesn't exist anymore.
Woo!
And it happened right around the time that you left.
After I left, thank you very much.
It went Spanish.
It did very abruptly, too.
I love listening to it. By the way.
Adios.
I'll just say this. I'm listening to the Spanish station. Which one is it? Lillet. We've got La Raza and Lillet. I listen to Lillet all the time now.
You do?
Yeah. When I get out of here and I'm done listening to what we do and listening in my office and stuff, I listen to the Spanish station all the time. I even know what songs are in hot rotation now. There's the one that goes, Aron, Aron. Oh, I can't do any more than that. We have to pay for it. I love it. And I've even been finding leads for the salespeople because I'll pick up enough of a commercial. Bit. What? Huh? Hiring fair? Really? And then I'll go back and tell them, you know, I heard this on the Spanish station. They're like, nuh-uh. You understand what they say on there?
Yeah. I always feel bad.
Our salespeople aren't exactly international.
I always feel bad when I feel like I should know more Spanish than I do.
Pick it up, man. It's easy. Here's one thing that I learned while digging through hundreds of covers of Sunny by Bobby Hip. There are Spanish versions, and knowing that song by heart the way I do, I hear it in Spanish, I'm picking up phrases because I know it, and then I hear it in Spanish. You know, you can do it.
I do wish that I had taken Spanish in high school instead of French.
I did both. I failed both.
Because I believe that I would definitely use Spanish more.
Miss Peralta stood up in front of the class and singled me out. And she said, I have respect for you because you're failing, but you continue to come to class. And that means a lot.
I started to take a French class in college, and the teacher looked at me, she goes, no.
Dude, I tried to test out of French in college, and I figured out exactly how much French I do not know.
Yeah.
You pick it up.
It didn't work.
If you use it. Like, if you were to go to France and stay for, let's say, 20, 30 years, you pick it up.
You
eventually.
Yeah.
The baguettes. That was it.
It's wow. It's like, wow, he took me right to Paris then.
Oh, I'm dizzy. I was there in a cafe.
It was socks.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're welcome.
It's like Pepe Le Pew in here. That is podcast number 90 on the Simon Says podcast. We love you. We're so glad that you joined us if you stuck through it. And we'll do another one. So like it and subscribe it and tell your friends. And Charlie, do you have a final thought for podcast number 90?
Mayonnaise on chicken, good. Mayonnaise and coffee, bad.
You hadn't tried it?
I don't want to.
Maddie, what you got?
I don't know what they're talking about. I've been putting scranch in my coffee forever.
Next time.
Get up. This is a Get Up Show.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com.
Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.